Shalom Aleichem. For Parshas Lech Lecha, we have six Divrei Torah. We are going to start all the way at the beginning of the Parsha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Avram Avinu when he's 75 years old and says, Lech Lecha Me'artzacha, go. Go from your land where you grew up, the land you're familiar with, and go to the land of Canaan. And what's interesting here, it says Lech Lecha. What is the Lecha? I could have said Lech Me'artzacha, go from your land. Lech Lecha means go for you. This is for you. It's not for me. So Rashi brings down the Chazal, lahanascha uletovascha. This is going to be for your hana. This is beneficial for you. This is for your hana'a and for your tov. This is going to be a benefit for you, not a detriment for you. And based on that, our question is as follows. We know that Avram Avinu had 10 tests. That's what it says in Pirkei Avos, 10 tests. And this, in fact, is the first of them. Would Avram Avinu listen? Would he not listen? Would he go with a smile, not go with a smile? And the question is as follows. How can we call this a test of Avram Avinu if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him this is for your benefit? That's not a test. A test is something that's difficult. That seems to be a detriment. But here, Avram is being told that this is a beneficial thing. That's not a test. So in fact, the answer is as follows. We are being taught here an important lesson that when we do a mitzvah, when we do something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do it, and we have a benefit from it, what's our motivation? Is our motivation because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do the mitzvah, or is our motivation because we benefit, we enjoy it? For example, Simchas Yontif, eating meat on Yontif, having wine on Yontif, Onik Shabbos, having that shalom, taking a nap on Shabbos, is our motivation because it's good for me, I enjoy it, it's great, it's geschmack? Or is it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do that? We can also enjoy it, and we should also enjoy it, but the question is, what's our motivator? And that is indeed what the test was for Avram Avinu. Was he being motivated because this is going to be beneficial, enjoyable to you? Or is it going to be that he's motivated, and this is his test, that it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do it? And accordingly, this is the test for Avram Avinu. What's your motivator? It's good for me, that's what motivates me, or God told me to do it, and that's what motivates me. And accordingly, in Pasuk Dalet, it tells us that Avram Avinu was successful in this test. What was his motivator? Vayelech Avram kasher diber elav Hashem. He went because of Kodesh Baruch Hu told him to do it, and not because it would be beneficial for him. Number two, we are moving forward to Pasuk Beis. Avram is told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'escha l'goy gadol, I will make you a great nation, va'avarchecha, va'agadla shemecha, and I will give you bracha, and I will make you great, va'agadla shemecha. Gadol means big. I will make your name big. So Rashi says as follows, a very cryptic statement, va'agadla shemecha, I will make great your name. This is going to be represented by Zesh She'ormi Melokei Yaakov, that Klal Yisrael will be saying that I am the God of Yaakov. Yaakov's God. Right? You started out, Avram Avinu, and your grandchild, everyone will say, this is Elokei Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of Yaakov. So what is going on with this Rashi? What's the connection? I will make your name great. And this that they say, Elokei Yaakov. So it's going to be a little bit complicated. Feel free to take notes as follows. We are going to go through in some important gematrias. And it starts as follows. They're not difficult gematrias, but it can be complicated as we string them together. So Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, how many letters is that? So Avram is 5, Yitzchak is 4, Yaakov is 4. 5 plus 4 plus 4 is 13. What's 13? That is the gematria of Echad. Aleph, Ches, Dalet, 1, 8, and 4 is 13. Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov, 13 letters representing Echad, they're the ones who promulgated the concept that there is one unified God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, it wasn't only them, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, 13 letters, but also Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. How many letters? 13 letters. Sarah, Rachel, and Leah have 3 letters each. That's 3 times 3 is 9. And another 4 from Rivka is 13. Echad represents Echad. So Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov represents Echad. And Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah represent Echad. Each of them are 13. 13 and 13 is 26, which is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yud-Heh and Vav-Heh is 26. And accordingly, it goes as follows. This is important. There is a Gemara, and this is what we have to explain. There's a Gemara that says that it is prohibited to call, or at least it's a violation of a positive commandment, to call the name of Avraham, Avram. Once the name was changed from Avram to Avraham, you can no longer call Avraham, Avram. That is in contrast, in sharp contrast to Yaakov Avinu. He also had a name change. Yaakov was named Yisrael. However, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Gimel tells us that when it comes to Yaakov, you can continue calling Yaakov, Yaakov. It is not required to call him Yisrael. So what is the distinction between them? So it goes as follows, based on the background of Echad Echad and the Shem Hashem. It goes as follows. What would happen if we were obligated to call Yaakov Yisrael? What would happen then? What would happen to our entire analysis? So Yaakov is four letters, and Yisrael is five letters. And accordingly, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov would no longer be 13 letters. If we called Yaakov Yisrael, it would be Avram, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, it would be 14 letters. And accordingly, when we add those 14 letters to the 13 of the Ima, Sarah, Rivka, Rach, and Leah, it wouldn't be the 26 of Shem Hashem, it would be 27. Accordingly, what are we required to do? We are required, what are we not required to do? We are not required to call Yaakov by the name Yisrael. We can continue calling Yaakov, Yaakov. And that's how the gematria works. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov is 13. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yisrael was 14. Accordingly, now we understand we can continue calling Yaakov, Yaakov. We don't have to call him Yisrael even after the name change. And what caused this? What caused this that we have to be able to call Yaakov, not Yisrael, but also Yaakov? It's by virtue of the fact that Avraham's name was elongated to Avraham. The fact that Avram went to Avraham means that we are now limited in what we can call Yaakov. So Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov is 13. If we're Avram without the Yitzhak and Yaakov, then we would be required to call Yaakov Yisrael and have the extra letter from Yisrael to make up from the hay that we lost from Avram. So accordingly, this is how we read our pasuk. V'agadla Hashemecha Kodesh Baruch Hu tez to Avraham, I will make greater your name. I will make it gadol. I will elongate your name. I will make it to go from Avram to Avraham, from four letters to five letters. And accordingly, what's the consequence of that? The consequence of that is Zeh She'omri Melokei Yaakov. The consequence is when we say Elokei Yaakov, it has to be Elokei Yaakov, and we're not going to say Elokei Yisrael because we are not able to extend Yaakov's name to Yisrael because the name of Raham was made longer. And accordingly, now we understand Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov is 13. Avram, Yitzhak, and Yisrael would be 14, and accordingly we now understand why Avraham, we have to call Avraham, not Avram, but Avraham, and we have to be able to call Yaakov, Yaakov, and not necessarily Yisrael, so it would be Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, 13 letters, which is represented by Echad, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the explanation of the Maharash Me'ustrupoli. We are now moving forward to number 13, which will be less complicated than that one. This is the third pasuk of the parsha of Avarcha. Pasuk Gimel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, Va'avarcha mivarchecha. I will give blessing. That's Va'avarcha. I will give blessing to those who bless you. Umekalelcha. But those who curse you, or I will curse. It's fascinating sentence structure here that it's reversed. When it comes to the bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will bless those who blessed you, but those who curse you, I will curse. It's reversed in the second part of that statement. So the question is why? So the Kli Yakar explains as follows. There's a concept by Chazal that says as follows, Machshava Tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzar Fa L'Mais. If somebody has a good machshava, he has a good thought, I'm going to do a mitzvah. And something gets in the way and he's unable to do that mitzvah. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts it as if he did the ma'aseh. He did the mitzvah. Even the thought, the positive thought, HaKadosh Baruch Hu counts as a mitzvah. On the other hand, machshav ra'a, when it comes to negative thought, somebody sins. Somebody thinks I'm going to sin. He plans to sin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for the ma'aseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not count that as if he sinned, if he actually doesn't do the ma'isa. If he doesn't do the act of sinning, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't count it as if that person sins. And based on that background, we can now explain the structure of our pasuk. When it comes to a bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a bracha even before the act of the person giving a bracha. If somebody's going to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael, even if the person just thinks I'm going to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and giving the bracha even before the mice of the bracha. That's what it says, Va'avarcha, I will bless Mivarchecha, even those who plan. The blessing comes first. Even if the bracha doesn't come, but you plan to do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives such a person a blessing. But when it comes to cursing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us only Makalelcha, only those who actually curse, you do the mice of cursing, then or I will curse them. But the curse will not come in advance of the action of the cursing, because if somebody just thinks to do something wrong but doesn't do it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't count it as if they did something wrong. And that's a beautiful explanation of the structure of our pasuk. We are now moving forward to the fourth Dvar Torah. We are in Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Tes, Avraham and Lot. Lot is Avraham's nephew. At a certain point, things were not going well between their respective shepherds, their employees, themselves. There was friction. And Avram Avinu says, Hiparet na'malai. It's time for you to separate yourself from me. This is not working. This is not a good shidduch between us. It's time that you separate yourself. And the question that the Avni Ozel asks is, Avram Avinu is the Ish Chesed. That's what he was known for. He was Mekarev. He brought closer even the most difficult people. Arabs, Aravim. He would give them food. He would give them drink. He was really there in the trenches doing Kira. But here, when it comes to his nephew, his relative, he sees his relative is going, what they say, off the derech, and he's going in the way of storm, and he doesn't have the greatest values. He just says, go away. Separate yourself from me. Well, how does that work out with the entire persona of Avram Avinu? And the Avnei Ozel answered as follows. Certainly, Avram Avinu was an Ish Chesed. He was an Ohev Abrios. He loved everyone. He loved people. He wanted to be kara with them. That does not conflict with someone, Avram Avinu, who sees another that is going in the wrong direction, who is indeed becoming a Rasha. And when it comes to something like that, that's something to separate from. When it comes to somebody who is a Rush, and that's where he ended, but I'll just elucidate on it a little bit, add on a little bit. When it comes to dealing with people in general, and be it in Kiruv, not in Kiruv, dealing with people in the workplace, we should always make a Kiddush Hashem, we should always be upstanding, we should also always be a person of Chesed. But when it comes to somebody who is going to negatively impact me, when somebody is going to rub off negatively on me, that is a person that we have to stay away from. And I think that's the message that we're learning. He carried down my lie. Until here, things were okay. Avram is mashpia. Avram is mashpia on everyone. But when it comes to having a bad apple around, that's the time that we say it is time for us to separate each other. It's time for us to split one from the other. We are now moving forward to number 5. Lot was taken captive, and Avraham saves Lot. In Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yudches, it says as follows, Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem. Who is Malki Tzedek? This is Shem, the son of Noach. Shem was a tremendous tzaddik, the son of Noach. Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem, the king of Shalem, Hotzi Lechem Uvayayin. He brought out, we'll read the Pasuk literally and then we'll darshan it. He brought out lechem, bread, and wine. V'hu Kohen Lekel Elyon. He was a Kohen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, very interesting dynamic going on here. The Sichos Tzadikim explains that we have two tzadikim meeting here. Two tzadikim with very different positive character traits. On the one hand, we have Malki Tzedek, Shem ben Noach, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He spent day and night learning in the base Medrash of Shem Ve'Ever. That's what he did. He wasn't out there doing Kiruv. He wasn't out doing Chesed. That was not what his focus was. His focus was learning. And on the other hand, in contrast, we have Avram Avinu, who wasn't sitting in the base Medrash all day long. He was out there being Machni Sorachim. He's out there. He's doing Chesed. He's inviting people in. He's feeding them. He's giving them food. He's giving them to drink. He's teaching them the Torah. That's what he did. And now we have two tzaddikim. And the Sichos Tzaddikim says, when we have two tzaddikim that get together, they rub off on each other in incredibly positive ways. So one has one strength and the other has the other strength. And they learn from the other strength. And that's what we have going on right here. We have Malki Tzedek that comes out and he's coming to Avram Avinu. So what goes on here? So the Pasuk says as follows. We'll look at the Pasuk. It says, Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem. This is Malki Tzedek. This is the Shem, Ben Noach. This is Shem, the son of Noach. Hotzi Lechem V'yayin. The drasha is as follows. Hotzi means he took out. What did he take? He took out from Avram. In other words, he learned from Avraham the mitzvah of giving lechem, food and drink to others. He learned that aspect of chesed from Avraham Avinu. He saw that amazing characteristic which Malki Tzedek, Shem, did not have. That wasn't his focus. But when he came and he counted Avraham Avinu, he learned that strength of Avraham Avinu. So now we have Malki Tzedek, who's typically in the base medrash, Hotzi. He learned from Avraham Avinu this concept, this midah, this approach of lechem v'yayin, giving of people, being machnis people to your house. And similarly, contrast, but similarly, the who is talking in this drasha about Avraham Avinu. Avraham learned from Shem, Kohen le'el elyon, how to be a Kohen to Kodesh Baruch Hu. What that means is a Kohen. He's learning, he's involved in the Avoda, he's davening the entire time. It's like a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. So we have Malki Tzedek is being motzi, he's learning from Avram lechem and yayin, how to be an Ish Chesed. V'hu, and Avram is learning from Malki Tzedek to be a Kohen lekel elyon, how to be a masmid in the Beis Medrash and in the Beis HaMikdash doing the Avoda. And obviously we should be learning when we encounter people that have different midos from us, positive character traits. We should be open to learning from everyone. In positive ways, anyone has something positive to teach, even if it's not our strength, indeed, that is something that we should be learning from them. We are now moving forward to number 6, our final Dvar Torah of the day, of the Parsha. We are now in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu are having a conversation. Avram says, I'm childless. Who is going to continue on with my teachings and everything? Who's going to continue on the house and everything else that I've created and more? So Avram Avinu says, Uben Meshek Beisi, the steward of my house, the person in charge of my house, who Damesek Eliezer, is the Damesek Eliezer. So what's going on here? What's Damesek? So Rashi brings in the name of the Gemara. What's Damesek Eliezer? This is Dole Umashke. That's the word. It's a contraction of Damesek. Dole Umashke Mitoras Rabo La'acherim. What that means is he draws water and he gives drink from the Torah of me, my Torah. He's saying this is what Eliezer does. He takes from my Torah and he teaches it to other people. Literally, he draws water and gives to other people to drink. That's dole umashke. But the drash is, he would learn from me and he would teach. So the question is as follows. We have Avram Avinu explaining to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he needs a child who is going to continue on after me. And then he praises Eliezer. Eliezer, effectively, it sounds like he's doing a good job. He's learning from me. He learns Torah from me. He teaches it to other people. So is Avram Avinu here saying, I need a child because Eliezer is not working out? He can't continue on what I'm doing? Or is he saying something positive to Eliezer? So I saw a very interesting explanation here from the Maharami Pilich. He says as follows, that in fact, this is a negative statement. This statement by Avram Avinu that Eliezer is drawing water and giving people to drink, that means he's learning from me and teaching others, exactly. This is not a positive statement. It's a negative. It's pejorative. Why? Ein bo Torah mishalo. He doesn't have his own Torah. He doesn't have his own derech. He's taking and mimicking everything from me. What do I need that for? I'm alive now. I don't need Eliezer to do that. And the message is as follows, that every tzaddik, he indeed should have a little bit of his own way. He should be mechadish. He should innovate. He should create. He needs his own derech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shivim pani lo Torah. To simply mimic somebody, that could work, but that's not going to bring somebody to his true potential. To be a true tzaddik, you need to be an innovator. You need all your own derech. You need to create. And accordingly, that's what we see with the three avos. Avraham, his midah was chesed. Yitzchak, his midah was pachad, not an imitation, not a carbon copy of Avram, pachad, fear, din. And then when it came to Yaakov, it was emes, truth, emes li Yaakov. So here we have Avram Avinu saying, Dameshek, this is Eliezer, he's drawing water. Okay, That's a good thing, fine. But to be somebody who's going to carry on my teachings, we need an innovator. We need somebody who's a tzaddik, who can really create more than I've done. And that's what we see with the Avos. Avram was the innovator. And Yitzchak also innovated with the Pachad. And Yaakov also was an innovator. And I think that's a message that we can call from this, is that we need, in each generation, we need to be able to adapt to the challenges and changes of the creation, obviously within the guise, well, within the umbrella of Torah. Torah doesn't change, but we have to be able to address the issues that come up in different generations, at different times, different technologies, different political climates, etc., and they need to be dealt with in their proper ways. And just because something worked in the past, it doesn't mean that it is going to work in the future. And that is what Avraham Avinu seems to be telling us, that we need creativity as each generation goes by. And within each generation, even, because things move very quickly nowadays, we need to be able to have that creativity and initiative and innovation in order to deal with everything that we encounter, both as a klal and also each individual. Thanks so much for listening.